from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. No agreement on ending the fighting in Aleppo. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim on Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. The Syrian diplomat said it is a matter of national sovereignty. The proposal was made in Damascus by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, who also disagreed over Syrian and Russian complicity in the bombing of hospitals.
Since we do have a difference of opinion between the Minister Mualim saying that there is a total denial of any aerial bombing of hospitals in eastern Aleppo, and now a point of view that indicates that there have been a tragic bombing of hospital in eastern Aleppo, then that perhaps we should be allowed to send a verification team on the UN side to verify the damage of the hospitals.
The UN envoy warned that time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. President Barack Obama, speaking in Peru, said Sunday he's not optimistic about the situation.
Once Russia and Iran made a decision to back Assad in a brutal air campaign, then it was very hard to see a way in which even a trained and committed moderate opposition could hold its ground for long periods of time.
At least 240 people have been killed in eastern Aleppo since Tuesday when Syrian aircraft and Russian warplanes resumed bombing after a two-week lull. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Monday's suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital that killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. This is VOA News.